I'm Christian Abbott.
I'm Nathan Lavender.
I'm Sean Abbott.
And this is the Red Mist Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Red Mist Podcast, Season 4, Episode 21. And we all know what number 21 is.
Purdue.
The Wood Brothers.
Yeah, that's it.
We're setting the Wayback Machine to 1971 for David Pearson and the Mercury Cyclone. Hey, this is heavy metal. 429 cubic inches. No restrictor plates.
Yeah, that's the best part. No restrictor plates.
No restrictor plates. Car was just a big brick in the wind and easily went over 200 miles an hour. And
not in a pack.
Probably did 200 miles an hour on the pit road because there was no pit road speed limit either.
Yep.
And no pit crew members wearing helmets and fire suits either. Oftentimes, jackmen smoking cigarettes. And the driver's having a nice, fresh Coca-Cola, Gatorade, or a glass of water.
And not beer. Definitely not.
No, that was after the race.
Anyways, definitely not. Right.
tonight's episode, it's a lot to talk about. We got NASCAR.
It's Nate's return, though.
I know. Well, we're going to get to that.
Sure. Okay, yeah. Right. Thank God.
We'll get to that. NASCAR south of the border. Na 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 na. Amigos.
Mexico. Yeah, amigos. Yeah.
Oh no, sorry, they didn't go Mexico.
Yeah,
they
wait a minute. Is this last week's episode?
That was last week's. Last week's.
Jesus. Yeah, had a moment there. Had a seizure.
It's okay. That tells me he's watching it.
Had a seizure. Sorry. It was the Great American Getaway 400 at the Tricky Triangle.
Tricky Triangle.
Which I have no problem with because I actually like it. Now, do they actually use restrictor plates there, Nate?
No. I can confirm that they do not.
That's good. All right. But you can go pretty honking fast there, though. So that's pretty cool. Anyways.
They pull some serious speeds.
Yep. And then we have IndyCar at Road America.
Yep, we're home of the cheeseheads.
Bratwurst. Beer. Good food. And it was a good race. We trekked back east to Watkins Glen. So we had two race series at iconic American road race tracks this weekend. For the 6 hours of Watkins Glen with the WeatherTech IMSA series. In a fantastic race there. Which had everything, you know, heat, rain, you know.
Guys. That's right.
Yeah, it was awesome. Plenty of action.
Yep.
Plenty of
GT traffic. Yep. Prototypes trying to zigzag through it all.
Yep, and then we'll touch. Well, I mean, we had GTP, LMP2, and the GTD, GTD Pro cars. So that was, fun time. We have a quick look at the Nürburgring 24 Hours this weekend, which was settled by a penalty, unfortunately.
That's right.
And then we'll have some news and notes. And such. So let's start. Nate, welcome back.
Thank you.
Why don't we start with NASCAR at Pocono?
Well, how about this? So glad to be back. And I'll tell you what, NASCAR was at Pocono in what they call the Tricky Triangle. I mean, it started off pretty tame. I was thinking Denny Hamlin would be the guy to beat at this track. He has, I believe he got his first win at this track, like actual win, besides the Busch Clash, or as they once called it, the Bud Shootout in 2006 when he won his first race. He won his first seasonal race at Pocono in 2006 and actually ended up sweeping that year. So I was trying to lean towards picking Denny Hamlin this weekend to win the race. He ended up being a factor for a lot of the day. And two of his cars weren't factors at all. I mean, Riley Herbst had an issue. He hit the wall. Bubba Wallace hit the wall as well. And at the end, it ended up being a fuel strategy race where, I mean, Chris Buescher, I'm sorry, oh my gosh, Chase Briscoe had to save fuel and was able to stretch it and outduel his teammate by less than a second. So now Chase Briscoe is in the playoffs.
Yeah.
With nine races to go until the playoffs begin.
Yep. And we got SVG in. It's very exciting.
We got SVG in. So, I mean, but I saw him winning one road course. I mean, because, right, he can win Watkins Glen, as we've seen. He's finished second. He's strong there. But that being said as well, I can see, I can see Chris, and again, Chris Buescher, SVG winning at, like, New Hampshire, right? Because it's, like, it's kind of like a road course in a sense, because it's very flat.
Does it really matter? He's in.
No, I'm just thinking in my head, but I'm just, now spots are super limited. And now Chase Briscoe adding his name to the playoff drivers list. I think there's only nine races left until the playoffs begin. So nine races. And then how many spots are left in the playoffs? That's a good question. Because Sean, remember, once you win, you're in.
That's right. There's still hope for Bad Brad.
I don't know where that will happen. I mean, if anything.
Oh, wow. Nate's giving up on his idol.
No. I mean, Atlanta, right? We got Atlanta coming up. He can win there. Which, of course, he's won the Brickyard 400 before. Could also win Daytona. Plenty of chances to get in.
Brad.
Right. Right. But, I mean, we still have three road courses until the start of the playoffs.
Is one of those the Roval?
No, the Roval's in the playoffs.
Oh.
So we still have the Chicago Street Course, which depends on who you're asking. It's not my favorite track. Sonoma, and then there's Watkins Glen later on. They move Sonoma, or at least it feels a little funny seeing Chicago before it.
Well, it'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be cool to see. Which means if SVG, right, wins two or three of them, right? Now almost nearly sweeping the road courses, right? But I mean, sets himself up pretty well for the playoffs. So he can still make up some serious ground in the playoffs. Who's your pick for Atlanta, Sean? If you had one.
Do we pick those?
No. Nope.
No, typically no. This is more of a crapshoot.
I'm gonna go. If I had to pick somebody,
yeah.
Can I pick two?
Go ahead.
I'm gonna pick either Larson or Blaney.
Probably Ryan Blaney between the two. Just because Kyle Larson's not so much a super speedway ace. It seems to be his kryptonite when he races NASCAR.
How dare you say that?
Super speedways, that's it. I mean,
it's young money, man.
It is young money. I'm not doubting that. It's just, where is his super speedway win?
You are speaking blasphemy.
just speaking facts, looking at on paper. That's it.
You sound like Denny. I beat your favorite driver.
That's a pretty good thing. We need that. Kyle Busch. I can't believe I'm saying this, but we almost need a Kyle Busch win. Keep NASCAR alive.
Sure. Sure.
See what I'm saying?
As long as it's not Logano, I'm all set.
Your favorite driver, Ty Gibbs, right? You know, Austin Dillon.
Oh, the Dillon boys.
Plenty of chances. Plenty of chances left.
All right. So next up, it's the Quaker State 400. At least here's a race I heard of the sponsor before. Now, it's funny.
Tell me, Sean.
It's the Quaker State 400, right?
Right.
It's at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Right.
Where's Quaker State Oil from?
Kentucky?
No, Pennsylvania. So
I'm
why
kidding.
Is it not?
So why is it?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. But
there you go.
They're still funding it, you know? What? Maybe it's just popular or mostly bought in Atlanta or Georgia.
Yeah, what, at Bucky's?
Sean, I'm just taking a guess
here. If you're going to have a sponsor down there, then it should be the Bucky's 400.
I agree. I think that sounds great. It has a nice ring to it.
I think we've also agreed that Waffle House needs to get one of the sponsorships.
Yeah.
For the race.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I think
like Florida, like Daytona.
You know what? If I was the head of Waffle House, well, if I was the head of Cadillac, this is what I'm going to do.
Oh no.
Cadillac F1. Right?
That'll look so
I'm gonna,
good.
I'm gonna sign Botas and I'm gonna sign Danny Rick. Alright? Then I'm gonna go to Bucky's and get them to like, you know, put up some cash. Then I'm gonna go to Waffle House and go to In-N-Out. I'm gonna put In-N-Out on one car, Waffle House on the other car, and Bucky's on both.
Sean,
what do you think?
I love it.
I'm a marketing genius.
Yeah, you are.
Imagine the worldwide appeal. People are like, what is a Waffle House? Or what's In-N-Out? I mean, it's like only the greatest food ever.
But yet, even the worst part is they wouldn't be able to buy it. Like, this is how bad I felt when I saw Marcus Ericsson win the Indy 500 and no one could buy a Husky's chocolate anywhere in the U.S.
That's true. That's very true.
Kind of weird. So
it is weird.
So I'm kind of relating to that too.
If Sergio's on the team, we'll have Kit Kats.
Yes.
So
that works.
All right. Well, I'm kind of hoping it's Valtteri Bottas.
I think he's basically there because you saw his post.
Yeah,
he posted something on Instagram with a Cadillac. Like, not looking at it, he's inside a Cadillac, touching a Cadillac. Like, it's all the hints.
Now he's spending a lot of time in the U.S. of A.
Right.
Like he goes to Australia.
America.
He goes to Australia, which is like going to America,
basically.
You know, they're just rowdier, which is fun. And then we can get. I'll bring back Danny Rick. I just for the pure entertainment. Payment value.
Yeah.
No?
I mean, maybe for a year or two. I'd be more keen to keeping both Tosh longer.
I want them both. Anyways. All right.
Yeah.
That's for
work.
All right. So we got the Quaker State 400 this weekend. Christian will be tuning in. I know.
Oh, I know.
Ooh, Christian, it's Saturday night at 7:00.
Saturday.
Yeah. It's a NASCAR night race at Atlanta.
If you didn't tell me that, I definitely would have missed it.
Oh, sorry. Are you what are you doing? You watching soccer?
What?
You washing socks? You washing your laundry? Doing your laundry?
It is I'm doing, I'm not watching NASCAR. So
right.
They had a rain delay.
They did.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So same rain that came from Watkins Glen delayed the race down there.
Yeah.
Except the only difference was IMSA raced in the rain.
Yes.
Yeah, and they raced in the rain the week before at
Detroit.
Mexico, in NASCAR.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's true. No reason they can't run on the oval like that, especially Pocono, because they used to road race there in the rain. So,
I mean, they raced in the rain at Martinsville, right?
Sure.
I'm okay with the short ovals being run in the wet.
Yeah. All right.
I can get on board with that, but.
All right. Well, you can tell Nate's back because we spent more time talking NASCAR.
here
we go, fellas. This is what I'm talking about.
He's back for the stretch run.
Yeah. Nate, do you know where the state of motorsports in the world was when you last left us?
I was watching the 24 Hours of Daytona. And then now here we are.
So
January.
At that time, Joey Logano was still the talk of the town.
Still the talk of the town.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for that refresher, Nate. Yep.
Of course. And so now here we are. Yes. So, Sean, whole Daytona 500 passed, a whole Indy 500 passed. What do you think where we are? Le Mans 24 has passed. What do you think of the state of auto racing? We good? NASCAR's getting better or worse? Getting worse.
NASCAR's terrible.
Have you seen that? Amazon Prime coverage? Apparently that's
No. The Amazon, I will say this. I did tune in to Mexico on Amazon Prime. It was good. It was much better.
Adam Alexander.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of his in terms of the NASCAR Premier Series, but on the trucks and Xfinity Series, absolutely fine with him.
Yeah.
I prefer Rick Allen.
I agree. I personally would rather, I mean, call me crazy, just Mike Joy or...
No, Mike Joy. Hang on. Mike Joy's done.
Done now, done. But I mean...
Anybody but Diffy.
Alan Bastwick was my other option. Right. No, that's just... I'm those are my two. Yeah.
All
right. Man. So, okay. Where's Dr. Jerry Punch? Come on. We need that
guy. He's retired. All right. Crazy. Let's move on. All right, let's talk IndyCar. Christian, you had to watch this.
Yes, but I kind of like half paid attention because I was it was a lot of caution at the start. And then while that was going on, the IMSA race was actually a bit more entertaining at the time, so I just started watching.
Oh, I know. I had the IMSA race on the I had it on the big screen, then the IndyCar race went on the big screen.
But it was great. I was also trying to play around with different streams, and I found IndyCar's YouTube live stream that it was after the first 10 laps, it was just onboards of the cars, and they just kind of cycled through them. However, aside from the race result and everything, this is actually the thing that I enjoyed the most was on this live stream, they put the entire timing and scoring graphic from first to dead last.
Oh, really?
With the interval of either the car in front or to the leader. However,
leader.
It was just compressed, informative, exactly what I've wanted.
Did they? The only question I have is, did they actually have to push the pass on the leaderboard?
I'd have to go back. I don't think so. So that's another thing that they could have added on there. But I mean, regardless, whether they had to push the pass or not, you could see the gap.
No,
the gaps, and like that, and that was the biggest thing for me is like you could see, all right, like so and so is catching this other guy, or you know they're gaining him a little bit. It's coming back. All right, let's go. You know, they just got through some traffic. How did they go through four? Like the push to pass stuff is fine when like all right, last five laps, and you really need to figure out who's who or who's at where. But like for the most part, like you get a pretty good sense of where everyone is just by the lap times in general based on that interval.
So yeah.
That was really nice to see. I wish they would just take that graphic and put it on the actual broadcast because I think that's much more informative.
Yeah.
And I know I was missing kind of like the bird's eye view of like the like big key battles because they were kind of like cycling through some of the guys that you know weren't at the front, but one of the incidents or one of the incidents that happened during the race that caused the yellow, I was on board with said driver, so that was kind of cool to see.
Who was the driver?
Oh, just you know this no name Penske driver.
Which one?
Most recent Indy 500 winner for Penske.
Oh, Newgarden?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the head cheat guy.
Whatever.
Gotcha.
So I got to see that, and then of course, I should kind of back this up too. I went looking for this stream because I was trying to stream it on Fox Sports Go, and the only broadcast I was getting was the Spanish broadcast.
Oh.
So I not that I like didn't want to try and listen to it in Spanish,
did you use the VPN? Because then you probably could have got it.
If I kept it in the US, well, that was kind of what I was battling. I had to put my VPN outside of the country to get the IMSA broadcast.
Right. Yes.
So I didn't have to watch Peacock. But I couldn't do that with the IndyCar broadcast.
Gotcha.
But out of all of this, like, again, big suggestion is take the graphics from the live stream and just put it on the main broadcast. That would be great.
Gotcha.
Honestly, right. that was a big notable thing. Like out of the whole race, like, yeah, the race was good action, but like, man, I just get those graphics done.
Well, we're how many races in, Nate?
Nine.
Not yet. Nine, ten. IndyCar is usually pretty quick, like 17.
No,
races.
It's nine because we only have had two winners.
Yep. It's really easy to do the math right now.
Well, three.
Polo's got six. Kirkwood's got three.
Oh, dude, wait. That's right.
So who won the Road America race?
Alex Palou.
Yeah,
and Kirkwood was fourth.
Yeah. he was almost in first for a minute. Actually, he almost would have won the race if had the strategies worked out differently.
Yeah. It was a great race because like strategy came into play, mm-hmm. you know? And you know, Palou, you didn't know if he was like I don't know how Ganassi does it, but anyways.
You have the two most fuel efficient drivers.
yeah,
leading the way. They know how to get it done.
Well, Dixon wasn't going to make it, and I'm convinced when Pelot was running behind Dixon, they were kind of doing that on purpose, so
yes,
one of their cars would win. I guarantee you they were doing it. So
you got to do something different.
Act like a Dixon. Act like a team. Win like. Act like a team. Win like a team.
Exactly. And
I'm like some certain team.
Yep.
Right now,
given the chance, I would say Ganassi would win an F1 World Title before.
I also want to salute the Penske Junior Team, AJ Foyt Racing, for once again outperforming the senior team.
Yeah.
With a third and seventh place finish.
Oh, they got him going. They got Malukas going again after the first lap.
Yes, they did. Yep. Yep.
He's fun right away.
Yeah, in the gravel. I am, you know, I'm still a little bit of, got a little bit of hangover from the Le Mans 24-hour race. I think Le Mans rules should apply to every series.
Area
cautions?
No. If you cannot get the car back to the pits under your own power.
Oh, yeah. It shouldn't come back. Yeah. No, 100% agree.
And if you have to get outside assistance, you're done.
Yeah. You're done.
Put it behind the wall. 100%. That's it.
100% agree. So. Yeah. Yep. Another fantastic weekend by Arrow McLaren. One car in the top 10.
Also,
was it Christian Lundgaard?
No, it was Nolan Siegel.
Oh,
another fantastic effort by Andretti Global. One car in the top 10, Kyle Kirkwood.
Yep.
Meyer Shank, both cars in the top 10.
Great.
Second and fifth. That's Chip Ganassi Racing. Three cars in the top 10.
After one being a sacrificial lamb.
Right. And then the smallest team on the grid, well, the second smallest, it's probably the smallest team with the least amount of testing budget. Dale Coyne Racing finishes 10th with Rinus VK.
That's your second top 10 run in a row.
Yep. So you tell me, it's definitely VK.
I do have to say too, I know we finished 11th, but congrats to Louis Foster on a pole position.
Pole position.
He did run a good race, just was on the wrong side of the strategy of how the cautions
finished. Yes, he was. Yep.
So, yep. Okay. Again, good stuff. Great progress for RLL as well.
Yep. Nate's the president of the Louis Foster fan club.
Mm-hmm. He ruined Indy 500. Do I still have to bring that up?
Come on.
Are we mixing it up with your other favorite driver, Devil DeFrancesco?
Nate claims they both
ruined it. Yeah, they did. I think Nate's
high as a kite because, you know what? They didn't have to move over. IndyCar rules.
They don't, but they should also be, I don't know, aware of the whole race situation.
Well, Nate.
Because what if the rules reverse next year?
Nate, if I had you in one of those cars, you would have been doing the same thing. Nate's thinking now.
If
you're probably right.
Someone else. We don't know.
Nate's gonna put his hand up and pull over like they did in the old days. Find me, please. Please go right by me.
You know, maybe Sean. Because you know, I think if I'm in a situation and a driver remembers, okay, this guy let me by.
You know what you can do.
So what?
You can do this, you know, could have done the Scandinavian flick.
Could have.
Right.
But I won't do that. I'm too nice of a driver.
Okay.
next enduro kart race. This ought to be good.
Yes. You better catch this live too.
Yep. All right.
So, anyway.
All right. Next up, 2 weeks, July 4th weekend, Mid Ohio.
That'll be a good race.
As long as it doesn't rain. Mid Ohio when it rains sucks.
I mean, it could be worse.
In the rain, it's tough.
It's a hard track to drive in the rain. It's not like Road America in the rain because it's so big and it's, you know, pretty much drains okay. But Mid Ohio is a tough track in the rain. It just is.
I mean,
it's a low grip track, anyways. You know.
Well, even single file, even dry, it's very single file, except for the run to the hairpin and
down the backstretch. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but I like, again, it's a strategy track, so we'll see what happens. Yep.
It's got
probably Dixon will win this. Dixon will probably win this time.
Mid Ohio definitely has better flow to it than Detroit, so.
Oh yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeesh. Anyways, all right. So Alex Palou, 6 wins. What point can we crown him champion?
Next week. That's
right. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Right around the halfway point.
There's only 2.5 months of the season left because they're done in September. Because we can't have IndyCar racing when football's on.
No.
Makes complete sense, right? I'm going to go Dixon. Nate, who do you think?
Well, I mean, I'm just surprised no one from Penske has won yet. I mean, right? Like, how does Joseph Newgarden not want to oval yet? How has Scott McLaughlin not won a road course race?
It's called Kama.
It's really surprising to me that Penske hasn't won a race yet.
It's called Karma. That's what it's called.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And Colton Herta. Right.
Oh, that's completely. He's got the cartoon anvil falling on him every race. Right. Something happens. How come Dixon hasn't won a race?
I thought he was about to win this week, Road America. So
he needed an extra. He needed a caution. That's what he needed. He didn't get the caution late in the race. So.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right.
Let's
move on to sports car racing. Let's just touch real quick on the 24 Hours of the Nürburgring. Rover BMW with the win. The shocking thing there is that was the only BMW entered in the GT3 class. Because BMW was stretched for drivers all over the world. 90% of them were at Watkins Glen.
Gosh.
So congrats to Augusto Fafus, Tommy Milner's favorite driver, Jesse Krohn, Rafael Marciello, and Kelvin Vandalinde. They were second on the road, but due to a penalty to the Manti Porsche, when Kevin Estre tried to forcefully nudge a GT4 Aston out of the way. That ended poorly. So
one Aston Martin upside down.
Yep, that was the Aston that went upside down. So that led to a minute 40-second penalty. The BMW finished
23 seconds behind them, so therefore they got the win. Manti was second. Dynamic Porsche was third. And Ford Mustang GT was fourth. Jeez. Tough one today. So, very exciting. It was a good race. Coverage was excellent, too. The only crazy thing was they had a red flag for 2 hours, 2.5 hours, because the power went out in the paddock.
Yeah.
A wacky reason to have a caution.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. They used fuel pumps, so the fuel pumps didn't work. So you can't, you know. So that was the right call.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. And next up in GT racing this weekend is the 24 Hours of Spa. 75 GT3 cars entered.
75 entries.
Yep. What could go wrong?
Nothing. I can't think of anything. Yeah.
What are you doing, Christian?
What?
Would you say you're looking it up?
No, I said what could go wrong.
I know, I can't. I mean, I'm just picturing 75 cars on that track.
It's gonna be glorious.
It's gonna be crazy.
That's
crazy. All right, let's move on to Watkins Glen. And
what a start. What a start to that race.
I thought it was one of the better six-hour races.
It had everything. It did.
Weather had the rain.
Right?
Yeah.
Timing the tire change, my goodness. When you had to switch from the wet to slicks.
Yeah, slits, yep. Kristen, what did you think about BOP?
GTD Pro, I know it's hard to get right sometimes, but man, was it just the BMW and Lamborghini show.
In GTD?
Pro, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but the Corvette finished second and fourth.
Right, but the BMW was more or less untouched that race. And when they had to go back, they cycled through pretty quick.
Are you mixing that up with Le Mans?
Nope.
Because the Paul Miller cars were struggling through most of the race. No?
The number one was, because they were slow in qualifying, but to that point, the number 48 was second in qualifying, only ousted by the Lambo, and those two cars were half a second clear of third.
In qualifying.
Yeah, qualifying.
Right.
Go to the race. The BMWs got up towards the front and just they weren't walking away, but like it was still out in front. Like, you know, okay. Like it didn't really have much of a challenge.
GTDM.
AM it's tough because like
Aston won.
It did, but I mean like the driver level is different, and then also those guys were beating and banging each other during the wet part of the race. So really the FAF guys should have had a great race.
Their car crapped out.
Pooped itself.
Yeah.
Far as GTP,
LMP, how about LMP2?
Any thoughts there? I thought that was a good race. I mean, there was a couple sketchy crashes though.
Yeah, I mean,
other than the head-on collision.
Yeah, other than that head-on collision in the first part of the race, I really didn't pay too much attention to LMP2 because I was more glued on GTP and GTD Pro.
Yeah. And why were we glued on? Why were we glued on GTP?
I'm gonna tell you
why I was glued on GTP.
Because the Lambo lasted very long.
And was leading.
Ran up front for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And the Aston.
The Aston was there.
It was there.
In the top five.
It was.
I couldn't believe what I was watching. If the Aston came in fifth, that would have been the talk of the town.
All right. So the Lamborghini finally showed its mettle and finished on the same, did not finish the lap down, finished on the same lap as the race winner. The Aston was the first of the one-lap cars down. And I think they had an issue on a pit stop, and that's what caused them to lose a lap.
Yeah, I was going to say, because the timing didn't go down far enough on the IMSA stream, so I couldn't see where the Aston was until it got lapped, and I was like, well, something clearly happened, because it's definitely not that slow, because it had been keeping pace throughout the whole first half of the race.
Yeah, so I you know, I'm hoping that I think the Lambo, they only have one more race, right? It's just Petit, right?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. I'd like to see him take it to what Road American, just see what it could do there.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, isn't it doing Indy and?
Oh, wait a minute. That's right. Wait a minute. Indy one of the races? Yes.
Yep. Indy is one of them.
Oh, okay. So that's a 4-hour race, right?
8-hour.
Indy's 8 hours.
No, I gotta reconfirm that.
They've changed the length of them from this year to next year. So this year it's 6 hours. Oh, I'm sorry. No, now it is 6 hours.
So the Lambo could be there, right?
The Lambo should be there, and it should be at Petit. So the last two races of the season.
I just wish they would take it to Road America, because I think that's a good track for it. But I mean, honestly, I was so happy to see that car run.
Yeah, yeah.
And run up front. It didn't look like it was, you know, out of place, and the Aston did not look out of place either. So it's whatever's going on in IMSA.
They've got it pretty darn close. Yeah.
Yeah. Those two cars are not out. I think if they were both in WEC, I mean, you've seen it in WEC with the two Astons there. They're a little bit out of the loop. But, you know, the other thing is finally Cadillac showed up in an IMSA race.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, almost won.
Almost won. right. But, no, I'm you know,
the gun, but.
I know, but. The Acura, you know, those guys, the four drivers Acura has, actually they had five guys this weekend. Those guys, they all hammer the cars. So good weekend for Meyer Shank. So congratulations to them for the win. Congratulations to Wayne Taylor Racing for a second and third. Penske was fourth with their Porsche. And the Action Express car was fifth.
Thanks.
Not a good weekend for BMW.
No, but I thoroughly enjoyed the 6 hours at Glen. That was my favorite. Easily my favorite race of the weekend.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite races to go to. So there's a lot going on that weekend up there. So good stuff. Good stuff. All right. That brings us to the conclusion of our race coverage. You know what happened 20 years ago last week?
2005, right?
Yep.
June. Le Mans?
No. No, it did happen. The farce that was the Formula One race at Indianapolis when only six cars took the green flag.
No. That was 20 years ago?
20 years ago.
That's like, and I personally don't have a problem with Tire Wars. I think it's fine. I like it. But it was Michelin that pulled out the tires, right? Or was it?
Yes, it was Michelin. It was Michelin.
Okay, so it was Michelin. You know, like, I don't know, what do you do in that situation? Do you put the chicane up, or you know, last minute so everyone can race, or I don't know, it was a tough call.
Well, I don't know, the FIA, man, should never gotten to that point. Let's put it that way.
For sure, I definitely agree with that.
All right, couple housekeeping things here. Congrats to Kimi Antonelli. He's graduated high school.
Great. That's good. Does he need to go to college? Probably not a bad thing, right?
No. I think he's all set.
He's going to go to Harvard and take a Toto Wolff class.
Beta Wolf, Toto Wolff class.
Yeah, right.
This weekend, I will not be attending, but the NASCAR Truck Series is at Lime Rock.
That's right. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Going to be a lot of fun, and Rodney Sandstorm is behind the wheel.
I think he's going to do amazing. I don't know if it's going to be win, Sean, but...
No, I don't know either. I know who you think is going to win.
Who do I think is going to win?
Come on. One of your favorite on Instagram.
Well, obviously it's Lane Riggs. Obvious, right?
No. I was stuck in the other.
Yeah. I don't recall Tony Stewart being on the grid.
Yeah. No. You know who else is going to enter in this race?
Who?
Australian supercar driver Cam Waters. Oh,
that's right.
Now,
what team is he on? I forgot. I know you sent this.
I know I sent it earlier.
There's the entry list. But only reason I knew that was because Supercar said.
Oh, he's in the Thor car, Thor truck.
Oh, Thor Sport. Okay. That's a pretty good team.
This is what I do.
What do you do?
If I'm him, I go find Jordan Taylor. And the two of them hitch up, and they just muscle their way through the pack.
Oh, stop. Come on. It can't be that easy, can it?
Why not?
Why not is the best part. only if Christian and I were in this race, Sean.
Well, Frankie Muniz is.
Oh. I'm sure it'll do great.
All right.
Are they using the chicane?
Oh God, no! I hope not. I hope not.
Oh, I don't know.
Right. They can't be. They can't. There's no reason.
Well, the last time ARCA went there, they used the chicane.
ARCA's never been. Oh yeah, there's an ARCA.
Oh, no, K&N. I'm sorry, K&N Pro Series.
The K&N Pro Series used the chicane. How did they not burn the brakes off if they used the chicane?
I'm telling you, that's what they did. Who won it? Was it Ryan Truex or
the modifieds didn't run the friggin' chicane? They ran the uphill.
I have to look this up. Hang on.
I'm all right.
I'm gonna Christian. Because, Actually, I want to get your thoughts on this, and I'm all for this 100%.
Okay.
What's your thoughts on the title winning Super GT car, GT500 car coming to Le Mans as a Garage 56 entry?
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
It could happen, right?
I'm all for it. They're talking about it.
Yeah, Super GT, right?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I'm all for it.
I mean, I think it's overdue at this point. If NASCAR's beating you there.
Yeah. I mean, if NASCAR took their GT3 hypercar there.
Yeah. Well, I think a GT500 class Super GT car, I mean, it definitely deserves a spot there. I would even say DTM if they didn't change their car to GT3s, basically. But I guess that's just another missed opportunity. But who knows? I think that would be within the next 2 or 3 years, right, Sean?
They're talking next year.
That soon? That'd be cool.
Yeah,
hey, Sean.
I don't see an issue with that at all. This Garage 56 entry should be something It should be something where you showcase motorsports in some fashion, whatever it is.
Right.
And if it's going out and grabbing a car from a different series and putting it in and letting them run, like that's fine.
Or like
engineering innovative design or concept of an endurance racing car, put it in and go. Like this should be something that is always there.
You and I saw it in person when Frederick Sasso ran Garage 56 when we were there.
Yep. Yeah.
Guy has no arms, no legs, and his team developed the car and the car finished. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was amazing. And the way they did the driver changes was insane. I mean, it was just it's complete team effort. It was awesome.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
Has anyone found what they're running? I have not found anything. Say what track they're running. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I just found something. It's on Reddit. Who's got Reddit? It says it's running the 1.53, which makes it the original layout.
That would be good.
Some guy puts Dive Bomb City, baby. How in the hell did I miss this with that? They run the pure 1.53. Oh my god, if they run the original one, that is going to be friggin' fantastic. Nate, I found the entry list.
Who? The Limerick, right?
Yeah. Oh, Brent Cruz is running. Oh, that's pretty cool. Oh, Thomas and Annunziata. Oh, Jesus. What'd they do? Bring everybody from Trans Am into this? Daniel Hemric's running. Hey, there's one car that's open. The Room Brothers Racing.
I think we get Christian.
How about AJ?
AJ will win.
Ty Majeski, he's running. Matt Crafton still races. Jesus.
Wow.
Wow.
He's going to be in.
This was the one. I have no idea. I've never heard of this guy in my life. So I saw this today. This is what's the guy? Stuart Friesen, the guy from upstate New York that does the dirt track stuff. So right. His team, they're running two trucks, and they advertised the number 62 truck is driven by road course ace Wesley Slimp. Anybody know him?
No,
I have no idea who this guy is. They don't exactly put him in, when I'm talking road course ace, I'm actually talking JT or Cam Waters or Brent Cruz and those guys. Seriously. How come Eversley's not in the truck? That'd be fun.
There's a lot of people that aren't in the truck that should be there.
They should bring Boris back.
Boris said would do so good at that track.
Or since it's a Ford truck that's open, they should put Joey Hand in it.
Oh.
Or Mike Robinson.
He almost won Chicago Land, the street course.
Or Mike Rockenfeller.
Yeah.
Or.
And he'd do great.
Or you could go young and you could put Sebastian Prio in the car.
That'd be cool.
I'd be all for that. Yeah. Maybe it'll happen.
Andy Prio shows up.
That'd be cool. Actually, put Andy Prio in the car. It'd be kind of cool, too.
Yeah, that'd be nuts.
He's got a track. Now I got to go down this rabbit hole. I didn't do this, and I should have done it. How come Marco's not running?
I think that's the team he was with when he was at COTA that's looking for a driver.
Is it?
The 04?
Yeah.
That was the team he was with. He lost the Wii at COTA. That was the team he was with.
I'm trying to find... Wow, the ARCA race is Saturday at 4. Holy hell.
So that's after the truck race?
Yeah. Pays $10,000 to win, though.
There you go.
Trying to find the... it's actually the... I actually pulled up the entry form. I could fill this out and send it in.
Sean, you're in. We're part of your crew.
It's like us at F1 Boston. You know, just fill out the form.
Just sign the waiver, you're fine.
Yes, I know. Sign the waiver, you're good. Oh, come on. Why is there no entry list?
For the ARCA race?
Yeah, I can't find it. Oh, wait a minute. I found it. Hold on. There's no entry list.
Oh, you know who else is? In the truck race is Dale Quarterly.
Dale's like old. he's older than me.
He's pretty. He's up there in age.
He is. Well, I mean, he does well at Lime Rock.
He usually does a lot of the ARCA schedule. Like he did Daytona this year, and now it's
okay.
He's doing at Lime Rock.
All right. Well, I did. I found it off of. If it's on Reddit, it has to be true, right?
Sure.
Usually. Right, Wikipedia, right?
Oh, Nate, like your guy, your boy there.
Who?
Who's
my boy?
Grella. Yeah, he's not running. He's not running.
Why the hell not? Yeah, that's weird.
There's a lot of TBAs. This is gonna be a garbage list.
Come on. Like there's just who wants to win at Lime Rock? Come on.
Cup entry list. I love the cup entry list. Wesley Simp. I don't even know who this guy is. I have no idea who this guy is. Sounds like some rich guy from Silicon Valley. Yep. The number two RBR car, 22 car, has no entry yet. Why'd they put Ricky Taylor in it? You got the Taylor brothers. Nate, just show up with a helmet.
Right?
I can't believe there's no entry list for the ARCA race. I really can't. Wow.
I know. We really should go.
Okay.
This is an ARCA. It's ARCA and...
Trucks. It's like Friday. It's all it is. It's Friday, Saturday. I mean, but it's fine because the truck race is like at 1 or 12 or 1.
Right. So. I wish I was able to go to it.
I will say this, they're probably going to have a big, well, what's the weather going to be? It's not supposed to be good.
Is this supposed to rain? Oh my God, all weekend, huh?
Is that what it's doing?
It's 20% chance on Saturday.
Is that at Lime Rock, Christian?
That's at Lime Rock.
Oh.
Well, you can just sign up, Probably can sign up JT to win in.
How nuts would it be for him to win the whole thing?
Be kind of cool.
Justin Marsh can do it.
All right, so we have to do picks here. We have Formula One this weekend.
Sure do.
In Austria.
Hold on.
Yeah, there. Austria this week. Yeah, that's great.
Christian, who was the big winner from the IndyCar race last weekend?
Nate.
Oh, you see that, Sean?
Picked the winner correctly, and his dark horse was top five.
Boom. Boom. What can I say? I know what I'm doing sometimes.
Dad, your picks, your dark horse beat your winner. So
who was my dark horse? I figured.
Who was your winner?
No, my winner was I picked
Herta.
Picked the freaking Herta.
Yep.
Yeah, you picked.
And your dark horse was VK.
VK, yeah.
Come on, Sean. Come on.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. All right, here's the reason not to go this weekend.
The Lime Rock?
Yep.
All right, go, shoot.
They run through the list of rules. There's no infield parking this weekend.
What?
Gates open at 7 a.m. for spectators. Here's the other kicker. This the paddock is closed.
Oh, come on.
I'm just telling you.
That's not how you do it.
Not how you do it.
So that's terrible.
Yep. Agree.
Because you can't even walk around the track.
No. You can't.
You can't even.
I wasn't even talking about camping.
No.
Yeah,
I'm talking just the day of.
No. You can go over the bridge at the pit straight, and then you're stuck on that outside fence. You can't get into the paddock there.
Yeah,
you have to walk around the outside. So you know how the trucks are all on the inside. You're in that
space behind the truck, that walkway there.
I'm sorry. So can I, from the hill where the left hand and the right hand are, can I then go down through the pits over to that bridge?
You can't go to the pits. You have to walk on the outside to get over the bridge to go to the outside, yeah.
Okay, so crossing the bridge at St. Posey Strait does nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's unfortunate.
Very unfortunate.
All right. Well. Austria, picks.
I'll go.
All right.
I'm picking Max.
Max?
Yep.
All righty.
I'm going to pick Charles the second. Mm-hmm. And I am going to pick Kimi the third. And my dark horse is going to be Berman.
All right.
Ready?
Go for it, Nate.
For this lethal list of drivers, I'm going to pick number one. Max is going to win. Then we're going to have Oscar Piastri finishing second. And then we're going to have Lando Norris finishing third. I know, super unexpected. But I'll tell you, my dark horse is going to change all of that around. Because I'm going to go with... That's right. Liam Lawson. See what he does.
Wow.
I think he'll do all right there.
Yeah.
All right. To not curse Max, I'm going to go Norris, Piastri, and Russell. Third. Dark horse this week is... the Hulk.
The Hulk. I like it. I like the Hulk.
Keep it on a roll with him.
He's good. I mean, he got fifth at one of the races, right?
Fifth at Spain, yeah.
Spain, yeah. That was an amazing result for a kick.
Mm-hmm.
But still no podium.
No, not yet. Maybe not ever. Who knows?
Forever. Right?
Getting there.
So. Should be good.
All right. And on that note,
good night.
Thank you guys for listening to the Redness Podcast, hosted by Christian Abbott, Sean Abbott, and Nathan Lavin. It's produced by Christian Abbott, and music is by Alex Wart and Harrison Tate.